It's been a month since the terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. And last week, when Molly Wood was hosting this show, I was in Paris. I noticed people staying home, cops on the street with machine guns, and a palpable sense of anxiety. That was particularly true in a place called La Courneuve. It's a suburb where many immigrant families live in government housing projects. 10 years ago, people rioted here over what they saw as France's failure to incorporate Muslims and immigrants into society. It's a tension you can still feel in the neighborhood today, even as it starts to gentrify. I went to La Courneuve to meet with Monty Laster, an American artist who works with kids in the neighborhood, and to get a sense of what it's like to grow up there today.
Well, it's a war zone. I mean, it looks like what you see when you look at, when you look on CNN or all the big media.
Laster is a former missionary who moved to France 20 years ago. When he came to La Courneuve in 1999, he founded a nonprofit called FACE, the French-American Creative Exchange. It sponsors artistic and cultural projects in the neighborhood. Laster and I walked through a courtyard, past two burned-out cars, a giant pile of trash, and an abandoned building about to be demolished.
What's amazing to me is that right next door is the elementary school where I work with kids. I have an extension of my studio inside the school because I was able to get one of the classrooms that was abandoned to be able to have a studio inside the school, and I've done that now for more than 10 years. And the kids, this is where the kids have to go through in order to get to school every day.
Many of those kids have worked with Monty Laster doing photography, poetry, rap, and guided walks. Right now, FACE is building an interactive map of La Courneuve. And Laster has become something of a cheerleader for the neighborhood.
I got rid of everything in my studio and decided that I wanted to make it all about a place, instead of it being a place of isolation, for me to work on a personal work, it would be a place for people to come together from the local neighborhood, but also from outside of the neighborhood, so that there's was a free flow of energy as well from inside and outside, because that's the most important thing I think that's needed here.
Laster's studio is inside an 11th century water mill, which still stands near the public housing projects.
So we're going to go now inside the mill. If we don't mind just kind of scooping under, it's okay.
I spoke with six teenagers there who work with FACE. They were getting ready for a big community meeting between all the local nonprofits. And like many people in the neighborhood, they're largely of North African descent.
My name is Ibrahim Djouara. I have 11 years old. Chauf moi.
Pas 11.
No. 17 years old, but he's not 11.
My name is Issam Jay. I'm 17 years old.
Issam, whose family is from Marrakesh, says it was hard being perceived as not really French by some people, something many of the kids were worried about after the attacks. A recent study by the Montaigne Institute showed that Muslim men in France are more than four times less likely to get a job interview than their Catholic counterparts. Add to that a national unemployment rate of 10.6% and a 24.7% unemployment rate for young people. And it's tough for these teenagers to imagine what their futures will be.
With everything that's happened, it's going to make it even more difficult to this idea of social insertion, being able to be part of the economic culture here. And it's already not in great shape as it is, so it doesn't look very positive.
La Courneuve is adjacent to Saint-Denis, the suburb French police raided to find some of the Paris attackers. Since then, Issam says, police have come through his neighborhood frequently, and that's made some of the people who live here distrustful and angry.
It preoccupies, or even I think provokes, hatred among people, because really the police often do searches for no reason. Families have their lives upended because the police search through a whole house when there's nothing there.
The boys also worried about the Front National. That's the far-right party led by Marine Le Pen that's gained ground in regional elections.
It's a melting pot. You have to live with people even if you're against them. But the system gets us again. We're tiny compared to the system. And the Front National, with regard to all of that, they're gaining ground with everything that's happening. People who are, well, we won't say anti-Muslim, but people who aren't Muslims or people of color, I don't think it's just Muslims. It's people of color or anything. Arab, black. It's going to be very difficult to get through. With everything that's happening, they're gaining more and more ground because the French, the real French of old French origin, will say, actually, they're right, the Front National. We let them in, we make a place for them, and they take everything from us. So the outlook is pretty hard to see. It's going to be difficult now. You have to pay attention to even the slightest gesture you make.
His friend Ibrahim Jara, who is also 17, said since the attacks, people look at him differently.
We don't look like guilty people, but with everything going on, they mistrust us. Not everyone, but, I mean, we see it.
Still, the boys said they want to be a part of a multicultural France. Here's Issam again.
Because we also want that. To the contrary, we want to mix. We like mixing. But when it's rejected, we won't force it, nor will we bother or harass them, burn cars, or do other stupid stuff that will aggravate the situation or provoke more hate. People are already in a bad spot. Why make our image even worse?
But they're afraid that right now, as much as they want France, France might not want them.